FM, broadcasting from Cataraqui on Anishinaabe and Haudenosaunee land.
Good evening. It is 5 p.m. and this is Today in YGK on CFRC 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Lower Carruthers Hall on Queen's Campus in Kingston, Ontario. Today in YGK is brought to you by CFRC's News Collective. CFRC's news programming is made possible by the generous support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada under the Local Journalism Initiative, Queen's University Career Services, What'll I Wear at 732 Princess Street, and The Screening Room at screeningroomkingston.com. I'm CFRC's broadcast journalist, Christina Laurie, and here are your local news headlines. Producer Mackenzie Lee, a Queen's alum hailing from Kingston, is returning to the city for a screening of her most recent film with director Ryan Ward, Daughter of the Sun. Daughter of the Sun is a coming-of-age father-daughter road trip film with a 70s vibe and a supernatural twist. The film will be screening at Landmark on Dalton Avenue on December 19th at 7 p.m. Since leaving Kingston, Lee has been based in L.A. and at Weston, Manitoba, producing several films and preparing to direct her first feature film next winter. I sat down with Lee and Ward to chat about the screening in Kingston this week.
Well, to start us off, what can folks expect walking into the theater on December 19th for Daughters of the Sun here in Kingston?
They can expect a father-daughter road trip drama. It's about a young girl who's 12 years old who's traveling across Canada with her father, who has Tourette's syndrome and also a power to heal. And she is developing that power, and the film is really about their relationship together. And they meet a group of other travelers on the road who sort of they befriend and then want to use that power toward a darker purpose.
Mm-hmm. And then in terms of the tone, it does have this very heartfelt, you know, bond between this father and daughter. It also has a very 70s kind of vintage aesthetic, kind of a throwback vibe. And in terms of the supernatural elements, the fantastical elements, although they are kind of a big part of the film is still really just a drama grounded in reality, and the magic creeps around the edges.
Yeah, and this is a big question because it sounds like there's a lot going on here. What was sort of your inspiration behind this film? Did you pull from your real life experiences, just what you were interested in? What's the story there?
This film is actually a sequel to a previous feature that we did called Son of the Sunshine. And it was about the father when he was young and he was coming of age and he was kind of understanding what his power is. And that film did very well for us in Canada. It was nominated for a CSA and played all over the place. And then, yeah, we just wanted to continue that story and imagine the father as a father, I guess, in this film. At the end of the first film, his daughter is born and she's stillborn and he brings her back to life. And then in this film, the trajectory of, I won't ruin it for you, is that the young girl learns to use her power, you know. But that's all I'll say about that.
Yeah, no spoilers. And I mean, you've already been in the midst of an award-winning tour. What have you heard from audiences so far?
Audiences love the movie. I mean, I think you captured it. It's a really unique blend of a lot of things going on. So, I mean, our production company is called Memory Pill. We're based in Manitoba, mostly, and then we also do spend some time in LA. But we really are focused on original kind of director-driven films. So I think that's what people have been taken away, is they haven't seen anything like this before. People have been emotional. Some people have left the theater in tears. And again, I won't give any spoilers, but so I think the audiences are really just really love the bond between this father and daughter and the emotional, heartfelt tale.
Yeah, and Kenzie, how does it feel to be returning to your hometown?
It's kind of surreal. I was just thinking about it this morning. You know, I grew up in Kingston, going to Rideau and KCVI, and I'm a Queen's alum as well. And my entire artistic journey and creative journey started at 10 years old at Theatre 5 in Kingston as an actor. I spent a lot of time acting around town at the Domino and the Grand Theatre, and sort of just really fell in love with the arts. And so to come home and to be supported by so many other artists in the community and my friends and family, It's really satisfying because it's, you know, I've really gone around the horn. I've been in Toronto and LA and Manitoba, and it's nice to come home and kind of celebrate this the end of our big festival run back at home where it all started.
And side note, Mackenzie's theater mentor, her old director, Charles Robinson, is going to be doing the Q&A.
Charles Robertson, that's
Robinson,
right.
Charles mm-hmm. Robertson. Yeah. Yep.
Oh my gosh. So like nostalgic vibes for the movie and then nostalgic vibes for you. It's like, it is like a homecoming.
Definitely. Right around the Christmas season too. So it's perfect.
Yeah, perfect. And I was wondering if you could speak a bit. Obviously, you're still very connected to your roots here in Kingston, but going from the Kingston local scene to, you know, I mean, you're still based in Canada, but, you know, that LA scene, that Toronto scene, what have you noticed in that jump?
I mean, I think one thing I love about Kingston is the vibrant art scene. I think for the size of the town, I think because we are really close to the hubs of also like Toronto and Montreal, we get those influences as well, but it's just so packed with talent, not just, you know, in the acting scene or the theater scene, but in music. And I think that even spills over into like the restaurants and the culinary scene as well. So I've always been so proud to be from Kingston. And I think the talent there is just on par with the talent that I see in Toronto and LA as well.
Once again, that was director Ryan Ward and producer Mackenzie Lee on the upcoming screening of their newest film, Daughter of the Sun, in Kingston coming up on December 19th. Tickets are available at landmarkcinemas.ca. And the screening will include a Q&A with Ward and Lee afterwards. At the last Environment, Infrastructure, and Transportation Committee meeting, members unanimously approved additional efforts to prevent, remove, and report graffiti. The report and recommendation for further action presented to the committee came from the city's Commissioner of Infrastructure, Transportation, and Emergency Services, Brad Joyce. It is estimated that the city deals with over 750 vandalism graffiti incidents annually, at a cost of approximately $250,000. Some of the most frequently targeted areas singled out in the report include the downtown core, Shannon Park, Victoria Park, Lyon Civic Gardens, Waven Crossing, and bus shelters. While a touch of spray paint may just seem like an eyesore at most, Commissioner Joyce claims vandalism can have a significant negative impact on the city's image, make public spaces feel less safe, and destroy public amenities. This concern is heightened when it comes to what the city has classified as hate graffiti, referring to symbols, images, or texts that promote hate, discrimination, and violence. The report also states that these crimes, which fall under the large umbrella of mischief offenses, go largely unreported with little, if any, consequence to offenders. Williamsville Councillor Vincent Chinnani spoke to the issue of graffiti in his district, especially concerning business owners.
That's one of the big complaints I get is graffiti, especially during the summer, not so much during winter, but because a lot of the building, some city buildings, but a lot of public businesses have been, you know, coming up to me and expressing that there's graffiti problems. And even I once caught somebody graffitiing the sidewalks all the way down. But something needs to be done.
While the city currently takes action like using anti-graffiti coating on surfaces and trying to remove graffiti within 24 hours after being reported, the report points out the missing piece is education and awareness. Karen Santucci, Director of Public Works and Solid Waste, spoke to this and how the city plans to fill the gap.
The one element we're really missing is education, right? Like there's little bits and pieces on our website that say, what do you do if there's graffiti? Who do you call? What department is it? How do I remove it? We're sort of missing that element, and that element will allow residents to be able to identify graffiti more quickly, get it into the city in a manner that we're able to deal with that. If it's on private property, give them some information on, do I need to get a hold of police? Do I need to get a hold of bylaw? And how do I remove that? So I think it will add elements that we don't have from the public's use and also from internal city staff in terms of how do I make sure that all of these pieces that we have are in one place that everyone can see what our graffiti program is in totality, and that can then be used by everyone and not just in bits and pieces.
The recommendation given by Joyce was to develop a communications plan to provide important graffiti management information to residents regarding prevention, reporting, and removal techniques. This would also include information about ways to deal with hate graffiti, available street art programs, and organizing community cleanup programs. One of the first moves will be creating a webpage for the specific topic. Communications-based anti-graffiti measures will be ready for rollout in mid-2025. providing more information and resources for residents. This has been Christina Laurie with CFRC News, supported by the Local Journalism Initiative. That wraps up your headlines for this evening. Next up is Isabella Garrido with your CFRC Sports Desk.
Hello, Kingston. I'm Isabella Garrido, your CFRC sports reporter, and you're tuned in to the CFRC Sports Desk, your go-to spot for all the latest in Queen's University athletics. We've got a lot to cover, so let's dive right into some exciting upcoming games and recent highlights from our Gales. First up, women's hockey. The Queen's Gales are back in action after a strong finish to their first half of the 2024-25 season. Gales earned a solid 4-2 victory over the York Lions just before our winter break. Despite some weather delays forcing a late arrival, the team came out strong and never looked back. With goals from Sophie Hudson, Karis Colley, Allison Reeves, and a late empty netter from Taya Leonard. Hudson, who was instrumental in this win, contributed a goal and two assists before leaving the ice in pain after blocking a shot. Her status in the upcoming game remains uncertain, but Gales are looking to keep the momentum going. Gales will return to the Memorial Center on January 3rd to take on the Concordia Stingers. Puck drop is at 7:30 p.m., so be sure to mark your calendars and show your support as the team looks to continue their winning ways into the new year. Moving over to men's hockey, the Gales have been red hot recently, jumping to number 4 in the U Sports Top 10 rankings. Closed out the first half of the season with back-to-back wins over UQTR and Waterloo, both by a score of 3-2. Queens enters the winter break in second place in the OUA East Division with an impressive 15-3-00 record. January 10th, those Gales will be facing the Nipissing Lakers at the Memorial Center with a puck drop at 7 p.m. A win here could be a huge step towards maintaining their position in the standings, so don't miss it. Turning now to women's basketball, the Queens Gales are gearing up for a big matchup on January 10th against the Laurentian Voyagers. This game will be held at the Arc, and with a strong performance so far this season, the Gales are looking to continue their push towards the playoffs. Tip-off is at 6 p.m. and it's sure to be an exciting game. As for the women's volleyball team, they have climbed to number 3 in the U Sports rankings after sweeping the Toronto Varsity Blues in straight sets this past weekend. Their solid 11-1 record has them sitting atop at the OUA standings, and they'll be looking to carry that momentum into the second half of the season when they resume play in January. That's all for now on the Queens Gales, but don't forget, whether it's hockey, basketball, or volleyball, there's always something exciting happening at Queens. Make sure to come out and support your teams in 2025. This has been Isabella Garrido with your CFRC Sports Desk. Now back to Christina Laurie with your weather report for this evening. Stay tuned.
This is Jesse Bell with your Environment Canada weather report for the Kingston region. Monday, December 16th, daytime high of 5 with a 60% chance of precipitation, light snow turning into rain overnight. Tuesday, December 17th, a high of 6 degrees with a 30% chance of precipitation, dropping down to minus 3 overnight. Wednesday, December 18th, 3 degrees with a 30% chance of flurries, dropping down to minus 8 overnight. And then we've got a cold spell heading into the weekend, minus 5 on Thursday, December 19th, dropping to minus 11 overnight. Minus 4 on Friday, December 20th, dropping to minus 10 overnight with a 60% chance of flurries. And then the final weekend before Christmas, Saturday, December 21st, daytime high of minus 7 with a 40% chance of precipitation, dropping down to a blisteringly cold minus 16 overnight. And then Sunday, December 22nd, it'll be sunny with a daytime high of minus 8. This is Jesse Bell with your City of Kingston traffic report for the week of December 16th, 2024. We begin with a list of road closures for this week. Albert Street, Princess to 486 Albert is closed until the end of the year, December 31st, to accommodate construction activity and staging at 484 Albert Street. Bagot Street, Dufferin to Charles is closed until December 23rd for a mobile crane operation. And Market Street, King to Ontario is closed December 21st from 8 a.m. to 11 p.m. for downtown Kingston activations.
Here are some other delays to keep an eye on this week. Aberdeen Street, Johnson to Earl. Expect delays and closures along Aberdeen for a contractor to complete road and sewer reconstruction. Bay Ridge Drive, Princess to Taylor Kidd. Expect delays while a contractor begins phase two of the Bay Ridge Drive active transportation upgrades. Collins Bay Road, Prince Charles to Edwin and Princess. Expect delays while a contractor completes phase two of the Princess and Collins Bay active transportation improvements. Gardner's Road at Centennial and Creekford. Expect delays while a contractor completes intersection widening, traffic signal updates, and cycling and pedestrian improvements. Highway 2, Abbeydon to St. Lawrence. Expect delays to complete enhanced flood protection of Abbeydon Road, Highway 2, and St. Lawrence Avenue. Sir John A. MacDonald Boulevard at Elmwood. Expect delays while a contractor upgrades the intersection at Sir John A. MacDonald Boulevard and Elmwood Street, including replacement of street lighting, new traffic lights, replacement of asphalt on roadways, and a new multi-use pathway south of the intersection towards Bath Road. And that's a wrap for your City of Kingston traffic report for the week of Monday, December 2nd, 2024.
Thank you for tuning in to CFRC's local news programming. To revisit episodes of Today in YGK and hear more from some of our guests, be sure to head to our podcast network at podcast.cfrc.ca. Today in YGK is brought to you by the generous support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada under the Local Journalism Initiative, Queen's University Career Services, What'll I Wear, 732 Princess Street, and The Screening Room at screeningroomkingston.com. Be sure to stay tuned for more CFRC programming coming up next.
What'll I Wear offers the best in vintage, funky, one-of-a-kind treasures, clothing, accessories, and a fabulous selection of jewels, vintage and new. Find the cutest purse, the most dashing of hats and sunglasses, everything to complete your individual look. What'll I Wear has it all. They can dress you from top to bottom. Find your new fashion fave at What'll I Wear at 732 Princess Street in Kingston. Visit their new location and follow them on Facebook to keep up to date with what's in store at What'll I Wear. Coming up now on this week's Release Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office, we're pleased to present a song from local artist Kakao's third album, Quantum Entanglement, released on November 29th. Quantum Entanglement is inspired by the cosmic placement of the soul in the universe, connected as one with a newly sober mind fueling the creation process. The album channels the focus of intent and inspiration of spirituality in raising the vibrational state of self and awareness in the connection of souls with quantum entanglement theories. Want to be highlighted next time? Complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visit kingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream Quantum Entanglement on your favorite platforms and enjoy a selection from it entitled Affinity here with us now on CFRC 101.9 FM. We'll be right back. Coming up now on this week's Release Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office, we're pleased to present a song from local band The Codas' new EP, Live at the Isabel. This newest release from The Codas is a perfect example of what makes this group so endearing. Displaying their lush harmonies, mesmerizing live energy, and intimate arrangements in this live performance at the Isabel Bader Center for the Performing Arts, The Codas have managed to capture a brutally honest performance filled with raw emotion. Want to be highlighted next time? Complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visitkingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream The Codas live at the Isabel on your favorite platforms and enjoy a selection from it called In My Blood, here with us now on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Dated till I forget my name, till I'm constantly reminded of my worries and all my shame. But the drink is sympathizing and it's taking all the blame.
When I say beat, you say banter. Beat. Beat.
When I say beat, you say banter. Beat.
Beat. Join us every Thursdays at 1 on CFRC for your special time with your favorite nuclear family.
My name is Aiden.
And this is Ella.
And you're listening to The Only Show.
Beat Banter.
On CFRC Radio.
Beat.
Banter.
Help CFRC serve our community listeners, have your voice heard, and share your thoughts through our online listenership survey. Visit CFRC.ca, click on the link, and take the 3 to 4 minute survey. All participants can enter for a chance to win great prizes from Smokes Poutinerie and Uber Eats. Your voice matters. Make it heard by taking the CFRC listenership survey today via CFRC.ca. Thank you for your support. Coming up now on this week's Release Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office, we're pleased to present Nolan Hubbard's latest single, I Won't Lie, released November 22nd from his second EP and debut release under his new indie label, Kingsville Records. This 5-track collection captures the artist's journey through self-discovery and relationships in his early 20s, showing a growth from his 2017 debut, Luminosity. Now 28, Hubbard describes this EP as the culmination of his evolving sound, blending soulful harmony, layered fingerstyle guitar, and genre-bending instrumentation. While rooted in pop folk, the record explores fresh influences like alternative, reggae, hip-hop, and country, balancing creative freedom with a clear pop sensibility. Want to be highlighted next time? Complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visit kingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream I Won't Lie on your favorite platforms and enjoy it here with us now on CFRC 101.9 FM.
I'm doing fine. Got messed up again. Stop seeing all my friends. I was stuck in my head, but the way someone said I look like a mess. Now I know what they meant. Man, I just need some rest. Probably meant me the best. Yeah. I've been on stupid long. You don't gotta worry what I'm working on. Those days are gone. Can't hear anybody tell me wrong. Think I just need a break. Put me on a boat in a big old lake. Can't help myself, I'm doing fine. Yeah, I'm feeling good, no, I won't lie. I got the recipe. Wherever I'm cooking is a place to be. Not like obsessively, we'll have a good time on any street. Well, if you wanna ride with me, gotta find time for the comedy. Have the kind of attitude, a little bit of authenticity. Can't help myself, I'm doing fine. Yeah, I'm feeling good, no, I won't lie.
You're listening to Kingston's only campus community radio station, broadcasting 24/7, 365 on 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca. Tune in for the best local programming.
Hi, and welcome back to Cuban Sounds in Canada. I'm your host, Karen Dubinsky. Today we'll hear two holiday songs from Canadian Cubans on the East Coast and in Toronto, two classics from one of Canada's first Cuban singers, a Cuban-Grenadian collaboration, and some serious Afro-Cuban-Canadian percussion. It's December, and I'm really happy to introduce our first song today, a brand new release from New Brunswick's Dee Hernandez. In keeping with the date, this is a holiday song Dee wrote in honor of her grandmother in Havana. Dee has been in Canada for 25 Christmases. She told me she wrote this song as a gift to her loved ones. Have a listen to this beautiful piece, Navidad Under the Stars. It was co-written by another Atlantic Canada-based Cuban musician, Silvio Pupo.
Navidad en cada esquina, luz de estrellas brillan sin cesar. With every heart, we are not far apart. Oh, Navidad, tiempo de amar. Bajo la luna, it feels so right. Con mi gente dancing all night. Un año más. Navidad, tiempo de amar. Family and friends, siempre bajar. Un abrazo, un vientre y un cantar. Celebramos juntos under the stars. Navidad, tiempo de amar. Family and friends, siempre bajar. Un abrazo, un vientre. Celebramos juntos under the stars. Pienso en ti todos los días. Oh, how I wish that you were here. Las estrellas brillan sin cesar. In my heart, we are not far apart. Tiempo de amar. Bajo la luna, it feels alright. Noche buena, laughter and cheer. We are together another year. Navidad with peace and joy. Un regalo de amor, no hay mejor. Under the stars. Navidad, tiempo de amar. Family and friends, siempre in my heart. Un abrazo, un brinde y un cantar. Celebramos juntos under the stars. So here's to love, to peace, to light, to every soul on this silent night. Feliz Navidad. Let's sing along together as one. Let's sing along together as one. Let's sing along together as one. Mm-hmm. Together as one. Along together.
Here's another Christmas song. This one is from Hilario Duran's 2013 album, Christmas Salsa. The album features Cuban salsa versions of traditional Christmas classics. I have to say, I'm not a fan of Christmas music, at least that which we hear constantly in Canadian shopping malls this time of year, but this version of O Come All Ye Faithful is pretty spectacular.
Adoremos venir, venir, venir y adoremos venir, venir, venir. España celebraremos. Venid, venid y adoremos. Venid, venid, venid y adoremos, adoremos.
María,
también para que todo te vaya muy bien.
Ay,
el rey de los ángeles,
venid y adoremos, venid y adoremos, venid, venid.
Hoy ha nacido el rey de los ángeles, quiero invitarte a celebrar. Él es la razón de mi corazón, por eso yo le canto mi rico son.
Ay,
por él, para desearles felicidad, paz y amor.
Let's move back in time a little. Here are another couple of songs from Chicho Valle, one of Canada's first professional Cuban musicians. We heard from Chicho on the first episode of this show. All back episodes, incidentally, are archived on CFRC's website. Chicho was a fixture on the CBC, and then with his band, Chicho Valle y Los Cubanos, in Toronto area hotel ballrooms from the 1940s to the 1970s. It's worth remembering that Chicho Valle y Los Cubanos consisted of precisely one Cuban, Chicho. We'll hear two songs from his 1970 album, Este es Chicho Valle. The first one is Perfidia, and the second one is called Ana.
Si puedes tú con Dios hablar, pregúntale si yo alguna vez te he dejado de adorar. Al mar, espejo de mi corazón, las veces que me has visto llorar, la perfidia de tu amor. He buscado por doquiera que yo voy y no te puedo hallar. ¿Para qué quiero otras besos si tus labios no me quieren ya besar? Y tú, ¿quién sabe por dónde andarás? ¿Quién sabe qué aventura tendrás? Qué lejos estás de mí. Buscado por doquiera que yo voy y no te puedo hallar. ¿Para qué quiero otros besos si tus labios no me quieren ya besar? Y tú, ¿quién sabe por dónde andarás? ¿Quién sabe qué aventura tendrás? Qué lejos estás de mí, mujer.
Viene el negro zumba, bailando alegre el baño, repica la tambora, llama a la mujer. Ya viene el negro zumba, bailando alegre el baño, repica la tambora, llama a la mujer. Tengo ganas de bailar el rico baile, sé la gente cuando me ven pasar. Chica, ¿dónde va? Me voy pa' bailar el baño. Tengo ganas de bailar rico baño, sé la gente cuando me ven pasar. Oh, chica, ¿dónde va? Me voy pa' bailar el baño.
That was Perfidia and then Ana from Chicho Valle's 1970 album, Este es Chicho Valle, one of his three albums over the course of his long career in Canada. Percussionist and drummer Joaquin Nunez Hidalgo came to Canada from Holguin in 1998. He has a busy and varied performance schedule, and he plays with a number of different bands in Toronto. He teaches at Humber College and the Toronto District School Board, and he brings students to Cuba annually to learn percussion and dance. One of the groups he plays with in Toronto is the Caribbean Jazz Collective, featuring Eddie Bullen, a pianist originally from Grenada. Joaquin and Eddie recorded an album together called Havana Nights in 2009. This song is called Soca Salsa. We'll end with something from the group Battle of Santiago, a project begun by Canadian Michael Owen and Cuban Raimundo Sosa, with a mix of other Cubans and Canadians, including the two women who now comprise OCAN, Magdalis Sevigny and Elizabeth Rodriguez. Battle of Santiago describes their sound as Afro-Cuban rhythms and vocals with a distinctly Canadian post-rock spirit and sensibility. Their percussion-heavy sound is thanks to two incredible drummers, Magdalis Sevigny and Raimundo Sosa. Migra, the album, was nominated for a Juno Award in 2017. Here's a song, Agua Lineo. Thanks for listening. See you next time on Cuban Sounds in Canada.
maribo una fome de
origa mere maribo fome baba.
Broadcasting 24/7, 365, you're listening to 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca, Kingston's only campus community radio station. Tune in for the best local programming.
No static. Every Monday from 6 to 8 on CFRC. Every Monday from 6 to 8 on CFRC 101.9 FM and CFRC.